The pandemic has changed how worship happens in churches and synagogues. It's also affected how Muslims worship. To learn more about how COVID-19 has affected this community, reporter Kyle Vass went to a mosque in Huntington, West Virginia, to see what a return to worship looks like and how COVID-19 has impacted their services. He produced this story during the final week of Ramadan in May.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. Majid Qadr is singing the Adhan, the Muslim call to prayer. Qadr is used to large crowds because on Fridays, this room in his mosque can have hundreds of people crammed in shoulder to shoulder, all kneeling on the red carpeted floor, praying together. But today, the ornate red prayer carpet has a new pattern on it, white X's made from masking tape. These X's are set 6 feet apart to ensure people follow social distancing.
In normal days, we can have 250 to 300 individuals in the mosque. But now, I guess the maximum we can have is 35.
Before Omar Atarabian could even set foot inside the mosque today, he had to put on a mask and have his temperature taken at the door. He's a professor from Jordan and attends services here at the Huntington Mosque. Today's prayer normally would be an hour long, but it's cut short to only 15 minutes in an effort to minimize potential exposure to the coronavirus.
We're slowly getting back to normal. As you see, we have to maintain a 6 feet distance between individuals who come to pray.
He says even though things are returning to normal, only having a fraction of his fellow congregates around feels strange.
The social aspect of the prayer, seeing people, seeing friends, seeing, people that you know every single week, which is a great thing, but now it's just different. We lack that sensation. We don't have the same thing.
The traditions during Ramadan were especially different this year. Most Muslims fast from sunup to sundown, so they look forward to the end of the day when they can get together and have dinner with their friends and family.
We used to have a community dinner. We used to invite people to come and eat.
Salim Salameh is standing downstairs from the prayer room, holding a handful of fresh-cut mint. He plans on using it for his early morning tea tomorrow.
But this year, I basically eat with my family. Even my son, he's living in Michigan, he said he wants to come. I said, no, stay where you are, because basically it's not enjoyable, because the enjoyment to eat with people, to feed people, to interact with people. But this one almost is gone.
But for some Muslims, the COVID-19 pandemic has given them a chance to get closer to God. Nazia Ahmed is a physician in Charleston, West Virginia.
In times of hardship, you increase your connection with God. You worship more, and that's where you get your strength from.
Ahmed says staying at home has given her more time to study the Quran with her children. According to Ahmed, the Quran reminds people to focus on the inevitable end of hardships like a pandemic.
There are various verses throughout the Quran which talk about, how God will test you. Inna ma'al usri yusra. This is the sentence that with hardship is ease. Those who believe in that mighty power, we know that everything happens for a reason.
Unlike Huntington, the mosque, or masjid, in Charleston hasn't begun to reopen yet. And Ahmed says that the time away has made her love for the masjid stronger.
I know that we are all waiting. We have all learned to appreciate the masjid more because we haven't had it for so long, and especially in Ramadan. But, this pandemic, it has been unpredictable in many respects. I guess the next 3-4 weeks will tell us.
For now, Ahmed and her family will attend services online through the Islamic Association of West Virginia. She'll continue studying the Quran with her children and praying 5 times a day from home. As for the call to prayer, Ahmed says she can always listen to a beautiful Adhan on YouTube. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Vass.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University.